Hi, I'm Phoebe, and this is Innovate with Purpose, the Bridge for Billions podcast. In this series, we'll be looking at purpose-driven innovation and reimagining a new normal within the entrepreneurial ecosystem and beyond. Hi everyone, and welcome to the brand new Bridge for Billions podcast series. We are really excited today to be doing our first ever podcast, and even more excited to welcome Anurag Malu as our first guest to talk to us about empathy, resilience, and building authentic connections after the COVID-19 outbreak. Now, Anurag is one of our superstar mentors here at Bridge. He has a depth of experience in creating inclusive startup communities in the emerging economies of Asia and is currently working with Seedstars to build partnerships to impact people's lives in these markets through entrepreneurship and technology. So today we're here to talk about one of his real passions, which is the idea of building authentic connections and professional relationships and how that ties in with empathy and resilience. So, Anurag, the first thing I'd like to ask is, what does empathy mean to you? And how do you envision it as part of the new normal we will all experience after the COVID-19 outbreak passes?
Firstly, thank you so much for having me on the podcast for Bridge for Billions. I think to answer your question, I would like to first focus on what does this whole old normal and new normal really mean? Looking at our own lives, at whatever the old normal was, either it's about face-to-face daily routines, going to office or taking a plane, this has been kind of the old normal. But now with this whole change in the world now, the new normal we are talking about, it's all about being flexible by leveraging technology, using it to communicate and stay connected with your teams, with your peers, with your families. Empathy for me, I think, is the capacity to really understand and feel what other people may be experiencing from within their own frame of reference. Once we put ourselves into their shoes, we are better able to empathize, make right decisions that may not affect them as much as it would have been if there was no empathy. So empathy is all about building your techniques we talk about in emotional intelligence. But I think what empathy allows us is it brings acceptance in the most uncertain times. And empathy allows us to reimagine the future together that's more collaborative, less one-sided, but it's kind of holistically thinking about everyone's needs. In a country like India, where there's just 65% young people, there is so much of struggle, cutthroat, ruthless environment for the jobs and at workplaces. Empathy has never been really part of these conversations. It has never been part of this like survival when everyone is going through this rat race. I think what empathy will do it will bring more focus on not just IQ, but more on EQ, emotional intelligence at workplace. We may start talking about mental health now. Something that has been a taboo in the past, but now it will become a new norm. This is, I think, how I envision the new normal would be. The things that would have been impossible in the past or has been a taboo will change now.
Great. I think that's a really interesting point. So actually, when we think about business and particularly the entrepreneurship ecosystem, empathy is really closely interconnected to the idea of building authentic relationships and partnerships. For you, how do these two ideas connect? Can we have one without the other?
A great question. I think no, you can't have these as disconnected, you know, sets of having authentic relationship and partnerships. You cannot have one without the other, because authentic relationships and partnerships is all about the trust. And if there is no trust in this system, and how will you build that? As a leader, I think it's very important that we talk this language at our homes, at our workplaces. And it's time to really inspire others to take control. And as businesses, as the leaders who are driving those businesses, we need to keep finding ways to keep these authentic and meaningful connections up with our customers, with our teams, with our partners, with our suppliers, with our investors. So the new normal in business will be a lot about empathetic collaborations that will be less focused on differences, but will be more focused on how can we get through this together. We can only get through this together when there is authenticity and then trust in that relationship.
So something else I'd like to ask you is, in light of everything that's happened and is still happening with COVID-19, do you think our attitude towards empathy and creating new connections is changing in terms of business and how we make social impact? And if so, in what ways is it changing?
Of course it will change. And I hope what I just mentioned in my previous questions about that business leaders will have more empathy. I really hope that gets true. It's not just about, shareholders, but it's really also about the social impact. At what cost? Businesses, hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll move more investments, I think divest more investments toward healthcare, building healthcare research, healthcare infrastructure, and new innovation in the healthcare space. Hopefully, businesses will more focus on sustainable development goals, how we can, in next 10 years, really start prioritizing SDGs. I see a huge transition from the defense budgets, where we have high defense budget. A big portion of GDPs of many countries has been put into that. We'll move towards healthcare. We'll move towards building economic resilience of people, of businesses, of the country. What it will open conversations. These major stakeholders, businesses, policymakers, and civil society all will start talking about what they can do, individual roles and collaborative and shared roles of each other to deal with COVID and also to make sure these businesses focus on generating wealth and building more economic resilience, focus on more profitability, but not compromising on social impact, environmental impact. If you look at it right now, for the environment, it's so much better. I hope we continue with that in that direction by not exploiting it anymore and learn the lessons from these harsh times we are right now facing that will keep people, planet, and profit all in mind. And we find out a way to embed this as a core value when we build the new businesses, which can be more resilient post-COVID.
So I guess in relation to these changes you've just mentioned, at the moment we're seeing a lot of great social impact as a response to the COVID-19 outbreak. There's new partnerships forming, new initiatives forming, and the amazing thing is just how quickly these have been able to grow and to really make a difference. Do you think we'll carry this new perspective and momentum into the future when we do business? And do you think we can carry on incorporating these aspects into our businesses in the long run?
I think there is an opportunity here we have, especially for startups and entrepreneurs who look at solving problems, who can work on finding better ways to run business operations, new ways we need to start discovering. And as I said, like, business profitability will be a key metric because there is a huge effect on the economy so far. But I think it's time when we start really prepare ourselves with better risk mitigation strategies and get ready for another pandemic or another unprecedented event that may come in next 4 years, 5 years down the line. So the point is, we must start. In short term, yes, it will depend, and hopefully it will continue to evolve. As I think there is no, I don't have the perfect answer, or I don't have really the answer that will work for this business or that business. I can just suggest or from my own experience that there are new ways. We just have to push ourselves to look for that And I think what I also notice for businesses in the long run, something that I have already highlighted, is this whole focus on social and emotional aspect of human behavior will be seen as something that makes those individuals and the businesses they are working in more stronger. It will be seen as an asset, and that allows individuals and businesses to survive and thrive in any tough environment. It's like we all know that we are all scared, and stress is kind of becoming a normal part of this life. But the most important thing is to make sure we don't let it elevate and take it to the new heights, because we are not ready for it. We're not prepared for it. It's important that we bring more ease to it, and it's okay will become a new norm where we will emphasize more on asking people, how are you feeling today, as the first thing, instead of, hey, what did you do today? Did you achieve your work? You know, this whole conversation will put people first and their health first. When I say health, mental health too. I hope the new KPIs in businesses will be which businesses should incorporate when measuring people's performance. Has your employer regularly displaying empathy and more kindness? Are you showing more optimism in the face of uncertainty? Are you being flexible in this whole new normal that is being defined? How are we managing our distress and emotions well? You know, how are we adapting smoothly to the fast changing realities which no one has really experienced before? So I think all of these things, which I just, I think, highlighted in last couple of minutes, I hope businesses will incorporate in the long run as the new normal.
Great. So as a final question, and I know this is something that you strongly believe in personally as well as professionally, empathy is strongly connected to the idea of emotional resilience. So how can empathy help us to build emotional resilience, especially in a time of crisis such as the COVID-19 outbreak?
This is beautiful. Thanks for asking this. You know, empathy, I always look at empathy as one of my biggest strengths. And I always call myself, I'm an empath. And it's a strong asset I have. It's one of my superpowers that helps me survive and thrive in any environment. Put me in the most difficult times, I know I will survive and I will thrive. I really get uncomfortable when I'm too much comfortable. And but I think, you know, we need to start practicing empathy consciously. In our subconscious mind, it should be just that norm. Your mind knows it, that anytime you say something, have I been empathetic? You know, it should become that new norm. And you know, like, we will discover that there is more strength in caring for people beyond our own needs and wants. People will make more sacrifices, and survival of the fittest will be not just about, like, who is more fit, but it's more about who cares the most, who shows more empathy. And that's why I know that empathy promotes emotional resiliency. Empathy is like, you know what I know, and I know what you know. Right? Sounds right? So I think for me, empathy and resilience are about adapting to the new environments. Really, resilience, what it does is it drives continual adaption in the toughest times. It's like it will become the necessity of failure, to experience failure, for us to learn from it and to grow. And in this whole changing, like, dynamic right now, it's very important we adapt well to this change, especially when the adversity is on your head. And once we do that, my gut says resilience will find us with more stability in these times of disruption and allow us to reconfigure how we operate in it, how we respond to it, how we prepare for it, or for any crisis that may come, you know? And it will basically plant those seeds of reconfiguration in our systems. It will bring a new rhythm to our daily life. And this new rhythm will define our new normal.
I think that's a really interesting outlook on empathy and its connection to resilience and the crucial role these two concepts have in our lives, especially at the moment. Sadly, that takes us to the end of today's episode. Anurag, I want to say a huge thank you for being our first guest and sharing your knowledge and experience with us. I think you've really given us some invaluable advice on empathy and creating these meaningful connections. For everyone who's listening, make sure you join me for our next episode on the future of technology, where I'll be catching up with tech expert Isabel Nguyen. Thanks for listening.